Hey, Amy.
Hi, honey bun.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Abba.
Oh my
How are
God.
you?
We're here on Amy's roof.
Yeah, I'm really
Distanced.
excited.
You're really
I'm
excited.
scared.
Why?
Oh, I just hit the mic. I aren't even fucking up. I talk so, wait, can I swear?
Yes.
Okay. I just talk so much and I'm afraid that I'm either gonna talk over you guys or I'm gonna say, cause like I'll say something that's not like out of pocket necessarily, but like I immediately I'm like, oh shit, like I need to like actually like justify what I said, and then I get like scared because I think I'm like
Gonna get canceled?
not canceled, but like people get so mad
Yeah.
at everything.
That's so true.
Well, no worries. You're safe here with us on Amy's roof.
I feel safe,
Good.
personally.
Okay, for the pre-show,
Oh my gosh.
we have a fun game.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen this, but there's this video of Tyra Banks
Okay.
interviewing Beyonce.
I've seen this.
You know what it is? Do you know what she's
Yes.
asking? Like what types of
Yes.
things? Okay.
Of
So
course.
in this video, she's like, Beyonce, Seyonce. And like Beyonce has to answer questions
Okay.
about based on her name. So we did that for you today.
Okay. Well, like me and Beyonce are like basically the same. So like,
And
I'm
we're
not
just like
surprised that you
Tyra,
guys chose
so.
this. Exactly.
All right.
So
Okay.
Me?
go
Oh,
for it.
okay. Fleeing. Have you ever been in a high speed chase?
A high-speed chase?
Yeah.
No. One time I got pulled over, or my brother got pulled over outside of a Wendy's at 2 in the morning. Very
Oh
scary.
my God.
Ooh, foot
It's like
speeding?
more interesting, but you told me like not to say things that I don't want to be out there. And so then I talked and then I realized that like I don't want to just like do that to myself.
So
There
we're
was a
not
lot.
talking anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff involved. And yeah.
And you'll tell us later.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh,
Okay.
hi. Hello.
Okay. Pee in. What is the strangest place you peed this year?
Like 2020 or 2021?
2020.
Yeah, 2020.
Like besides my pants. I'm trying to think. I pee in a lot of alleys.
Okay.
Nice.
Strangest place I peed. One time I peed in a salt and vinegar chip bag. But like yet again, there's like a lot of stuff to that story. And so like I don't really feel comfortable explaining the rest. But
Okay, leave us with that.
salt and
Okay.
vinegar bag, probably.
Caribbean. Where do you want to travel after COVID is over?
I want to go to Paris. Ooh.
Beautiful. Wee
It's
wee.
so pretty. I
Yeah.
haven't been, but I'm like sure it is. I had a friend once that like went there and he was like, oh, I accidentally got a plane ticket too early. And he was like posting on all his social medias like, oh, I'm alone in Paris. Like this sucks. And I was like, girl, you're
Yeah,
in Paris.
shut up.
But yeah, Paris, definitely.
Okay. me in. What do you think about me?
Okay. I think you guys are, well, you specifically.
Oh wait, no, I want to know
Me
me too.
first.
Me in.
Me in first.
I don't know. I think you guys are amazing. I literally listened to this podcast. Like when I used to work at this place called Roost, and it was like KFC, but like not. It was like they were trying to be Shake Shack. It like flopped. The food sucked.
Oh
But
my God, you're
I
gonna
would
get
listen to you guys
sued.
while I closed.
That's so
It's
exciting.
crazy. But yeah, I love
Thank
you
you.
guys. I'm really excited.
Okay, let's do one more. Korean, what are you gonna do about North Korea?
Personally,
Yeah.
I'll just put a stop. And like honestly, like I will put a stop.
Yeah.
Like personally.
Yeah.
Like I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm getting
Someone's gotta do it.
like I'll get deployed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably tomorrow, honestly. I
You
have to
gotta
like
take them
check my
down.
texts.
Yeah.
No, I will.
Kim Jong-un is out of control.
Wait, there's this TikTok. Wait, okay, I can say this. No, there's this girl on TikTok who's like, she doesn't, I thought it was all satire. She doesn't think North Korea is real.
No.
And so she was like, it's all fake. She's like, the outskirts, they're just trying to make it look evil so people won't go into like the mainland that's like super pretty. And everyone's like,
What?
what's your source? And she was like, I just have it. I just have a hunch. Like she has no sources. She's like, I literally just have a
Just a
hunch.
feeling.
Yeah, she just has a feeling that North Korea isn't real.
Well, maybe it's not. I'm kidding. Oh
No,
my God.
it is real.
Yeah,
And Ian's gonna put a stop to it.
No, I will.
Someone should. Okay, should we get into the show?
Let's do it. Amy.
Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was going to tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Amy. Ooh. Wait, I need to put on chapstick.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. No, you can keep going. Like, don't let
me
hold you guys up.
I think we should pause and wait.
I watched you do your chapstick. What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be like
that. ASMR. Today we are here on Amy's roof.
Uh-huh.
For an experiment, our first in-person one in LA on Amy's roof.
Yeah.
Extravaganza, and we thought, who better to be here than the ugly Ian.
The ugly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming to my
rooftop. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Oh, a little.
Oh my God.
A hat.
As you can see, thank you. As you can see, it's really, really bright.
Yeah, it's very bright.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is perfect.
I think 11 a.m. was a mistake, and I will take responsibility for that.
That's
next
okay.
time, we gotta wait.
Oh well.
Yeah.
We're here now. I'm wearing a tangerine hat.
It looks so cute.
I know, it's great.
And I'm feeling much better now.
Okay. That's good.
Now, before we begin and really get into the tea in.
Ooh.
Because
that's good.
Make sure to listen to the pre-show where we did, how do I explain
it? I don't know how you explain it besides Tyra Banks, Beyonce. I feel like that's the only explanation.
You're right. We were Tyra Banks, you were Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Quizzing you on things. also, make sure to rate 5 stars on the podcast app, and I mean it.
Do it
right now. The reviews have been slowing down.
Oh shit!
And I want to see them roll in. and subscribe, and check out our Patreon, where we're doing episodes, live streams, newsletters, and more. And Ian is an active member on our Patreon.
I am. I've been subscribed for a while, like a couple of years.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Like before the podcast started, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, we have not been doing Patreon for that long.
No,
but.
Well, I am the co-founder. And so once I knew that there was a podcast, I knew that they needed to have a Patreon.
Right.
There's a plan.
we're in Hollywood, so this is going to happen.
Planes happen.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's a helicopter, boys.
It's fine. It's the same thing. They're both in the air.
Okay, so we're here today with Ian is Ugly from TikTok, is how I found you.
Yes.
From your infamous North Korea Stop It Now moment. I swear I sent that to maybe 10 people.
And did they do anything? No.
Well, I thought that you were stopping it.
I did.
Yeah.
It's already done, honestly. I tried to put a stop to COVID. Obviously, you win some, you lose some, as you can see by today. But no, Korea was one of my most successful missions, honestly.
Yeah.
It was really successful.
Thank you for doing that.
Like, let someone else do one other thing, you know, like why you have to handle all of it.
I like saved Christmas. I think some people might put it that way.
Oh, yeah?
Because wasn't it? It was around Christmas, right?
Because I remember.
Because the reason I made that video is because there was some article about how, like, someone from, like, Kim Jong-un or something, he was like, or something, you know, that guy. he was like, America is going to receive a present on Christmas.
No.
And so
we
can say I've probably saved Christmas.
Right.
You know how conservatives are like, Trump bought back Christmas. Like, we can say it again.
Yeah.
That's me.
I don't know anything
about. But for, like, not Trump supporter people. Like, I basically just saved Christmas.
You are amazing. You are Jesus in a way. Didn't he save Christmas in a way?
No, that was his birthday. Right?
Well, it wouldn't have happened without him.
That's so true. That's so true.
We're making a lot of points here.
Okay. I guess let's get into our little catch up.
I have something to say.
Oh.
So now that I'm here in LA, I'm having to quarantine from my parents in the haunted room of my house, which is a room which is full of Great Dane memorabilia and Kansas memorabilia. Yeah, it's crazy.
What is Kansas memorabilia?
Like Jayhawk stuff from Kansas University. It's the mascot.
Gayhawk?
Jayhawk.
Jayhawk?
Jayhawk.
Oh. I was like, Kansas is getting progressive. I was like, okay.
It's not.
Okay, I figured.
But so now I'm, just whenever you think of me, Think of me
in Kansas?
No, well, kind of. It's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like Kansas in San Diego. You know how there's like embassies in other countries of America and of other countries here? It's kind of like that. Like it's a Kansas embassy
in
my
California.
House. Yeah. So that's where I am now.
Cool. Happy
You're in
for
Kansas.
You.
I'm like pretty much in Kansas like 7 nights a week, actually.
Wow. That sounds thrilling, honestly. Wait, so are you like here now? Like, no. Well, obviously, like, you are here right now, but, like, no.
No, I'm going to go home. I'm going to make the drive, make the climb, drive up, drive down, and live in Kansas.
Well, it took you so short to get here. So it's like,
how long?
Hour 45.
Oh, nice. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
It was amazing. So, thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Honey.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to meet you.
I just walked down the street.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, like
blocks. Well, I didn't walk, but like...
Could have.
It's literally 3 blocks.
But you drove.
What's like a new fun thing in your life?
A catch-up? I cut Emmy's finger open with a knife.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose. Long story short, I don't really want to like air her out or like go into the deets, but she was grabbing the knife. Okay, so I took the knife. I took the knife.
Were you cooking?
No, not necessarily. But I don't want to expose the details.
Okay.
We were playing with knives.
Exactly. Pretty much playing the knives. And there was a cover on it. And I grab it and I go, ha. And she goes, not for you. And she like goes to grab it. But I was like still holding onto it. And like the cover slipped.
She grabbed it by the blade.
Yeah, because there's a cover on it.
You guys.
No, but there's a cover on it. No. She's a very smart woman. There's a cover on it, and it came off with her because I was, like, still holding on to it. And it sliced her finger open, and we literally just looked at each other and went, and we screamed for maybe 3 minutes. She ran into the bathroom. There was blood everywhere. There's blood on the floor, blood on the wall, blood on the sink, in the toilet.
I'm going to pass out.
And then she almost dead. And so I was like cleaning up the blood and she was like screaming and like called her dad on the phone. And he was like, go to urgent care. And she was like, I can't because of COVID. And then I was like, Emmy, it's an urgent care though. Like, that's not a hospital. And so then I drove her. And then also we got there and she has this white towel that she wrapped her bloody finger up. She also like can't walk. She's like shaking down the stairs to like I wanted to stop for Starbucks, but apparently we got in the car and I was like, do you think we have time for a camera brulee? Because I'm really craving one. No, but she got there and she started waiting in the COVID line.
No.
And so she was like, I literally like parked the car and she was out there for like 10 minutes and she was just like shaking, holding her hand. I was like, Emmy, you just walk in. Like, these are people getting tested. And she was like, no, this is the line. And I was like, are you getting a COVID test? And he was like, yeah. And then she was like, I was like, okay, so she just cut her finger open. And he was like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, go in. Like, the guy was like not having it. And then she went in, got her little stitches.
Wow, stitches.
But no bad blood. Oh, literally. And
there was a little blood. I got it on my Beverly Hills shirt. It was a really sad day.
Fucked up.
It was really sad.
That is sad.
No, yeah, I cried.
I'm really sorry.
Thank you.
Cool.
I'm working on it.
Okay, well, glad she made it.
I didn't know she was. I didn't know. But our friend Bree called us, and I was like, I don't think she's going to make it.
You're going to have to amputate?
Surprisingly enough, she made it.
That would have been horrible.
Guess I got to try again.
Oh, my God.
No, you'll get him next time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's a very old married couple thing to say.
Well, yeah. Basically.
Cool. Okay. Let's take a break to thank our sponsors. Thank you so much, Function of Beauty, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. We've all got goals for 2021. School, career, diet, exercise, all the usual stuff. But have you thought about your hair goals for the year? Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair's specific needs. Here's how you get started. First, you take a quick quiz. It's very thorough as well. And tell them a little bit about your hair type. Straight, wavy, curly, coily, and hair goals such as lengthen, volumize, and oil control. Next, choose your color and fragrance, or you can go fragrance and dye free, which is what I have done. Plus, subscribers get access to more exclusive colors and scents. Then, Function's team determines the perfect blend of ingredients,
bottles your formula and delivers it to you along with fun seasonal stickers and the instructions that you need.
Yeah, there are over 54 trillion possible formulations, and Function of Beauty has over 50,000 real five-star reviews. Every ingredient Function of Beauty uses is vegan and cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. Amy,
hell yeah.
Slay. You can also go completely silicone-free as well. And Function of Beauty offers completely personalized formulas for body and skincare as well, so you can customize your beauty routine from hair to toe.
Yeah.
So never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/dating to take the quiz and save 20% off your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/dating to let them know you heard about it from our show, please, and get 20% off your order. functionofbeauty.com/dating.
Thanks, Function of Beauty. Also, shout out to our homegirl, BetterHelp. We love BetterHelp. We love therapy in this household. We recognize how important mental health is. Mm-hmm. And in a year that's already testing us.
Oh, yeah.
And there are things interfering with all of our happiness and preventing us all from achieving our goals. I actually need I say more. Like, there's so much going on. But BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours, which can be very, very important. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many, many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide, and I can't stress enough how important your mental health is, especially this year. Make this your 2021 like goal to better yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, great thing about BetterHelp is you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. And BetterHelp wants you to start living happier today. Visit betterhelp.com/dating, that's better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states, so there's someone for you. And special offer to Dating Straight listeners, get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/dating.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp. One more thing about BetterHelp is I get so many messages because I talk about therapy all the time. So many messages being like, I really, really want to do therapy, but I don't have enough money, or I don't know where to start. I don't know where to look. Go to betterhelp.com/dating, and even to take the quiz and see how thorough it is. They really want to make good matches. So even if you don't sign up, just take the quiz, see how it makes you feel. And yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp. Okay, so I want to start with you at the beginning of what inspired you to become Ian is Ugly.
Attention. And okay, so basically, I just like always watched YouTube since I was 11 years old. My parents were like they were strict, but like, for some reason, they were like, here, 9-year-old, like, take this iPod and just have internet access. And, like, they tried, but, like, I would just learn how to delete the history. And I think I kind of outsmarted them. But so I would watch, like, all these YouTubers. I just Justine.
Oh, my
God.
Shane Dawson.
Oh. Shane Dawson.
What was the second one?
Shane Dawson.
What?
Shane Dawson.
Who?
Shane Dawson. Oh. Redacted. And so, unfortunately. But I just always watched stuff, and then I did stuff when I was like 12, just like little dumb videos. And then
what was your first YouTube video?
My first YouTube video was a reverse music video to I Love It by Charlie XCX. Oh, and
yes.
Iconopop.
Stop. Please,
and it's literally me like putting like crushing up Funyuns and like having them like go back to like the square and like the circle. And it was a music video to that. That was my first video ever.
Wow, that's innovative.
Yeah, I was basically... No, because that's when everyone was doing like those music videos on YouTube.
Yeah, like Gen X.
Like Ben. Ricky Dillon was like...
Yeah.
I love Ricky Dillon. But anyways, I talk too much. This is my problem.
No, no. This is a podcast. We're going to need you to do a lot of talking.
Then I was like 18 and I had always been doing internet stuff. And I had one friend back home at like the time, like literally one. And I was like, okay, nobody likes me at this point. So if I actually were to do this shit for real and just embarrass myself, like my one friend doesn't care.
Yeah.
So like I'm not really, like technically it's not real. Like no one will care. And so then I would just go on Instagram Live for like hours and like pretend that I had fans to like look crazy. And then I was like on Twitter and then all those POV videos were getting popular on Twitter and I made one where I like crawled on the bathroom floor of a Walgreens and it was like POV, like your boyfriend's comforting you while you're crying in the handicap stall or some shit. And so then I crawled under and then I made like a couple other POVs and Twitter was like...
Was it your friend who helped you film these?
No, I just did it by myself because I was embarrassed.
12-year-old you rolling like, up to the Walgreens.
Like she would see it, but we didn't really talk about it.
I'm older than 12 now, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm 21.
Like, no. At this point in time.
Oh, at this point, I was like 19, 18.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So then there was like this 2-month span where I would post a video every Sunday. I don't know why. I just wouldn't sleep on Saturday nights. And then I would just be like so crazy on Sunday. And so then every time around like 2 p.m., I would just like film a random video and post it to Twitter. And for like 2 months straight, they all got like 600,000, a million, 2 million, 3 million, a million.
Whoa.
And so then I started TikTok because I got paid to.
You did?
Yeah, I got a whopping $500. I don't think it was actually TikTok. So it's very confusing. This guy was like, oh, like this company wants people to sign up for TikTok. Like,
post-musically.
Post-musically, yes. Yeah. And this is when everyone, like, on Twitter was, like, shitting on it because, like, it wasn't cool at the time. So I was like, okay, like, I'm so much better than this. And then I was like, I don't want to join that shit. And then they were like, $500. And I was like,
I'll do it. Yeah.
I think so. And so then it was this random company. I don't think it was TikTok. So I don't know how I got this money. The contract that I signed was, like, half in Chinese. So I could be breaking an NDA right now. Don't really know what went on. But... I didn't like it at first. Like, I hated the app.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like, I needed to post 15 videos for the money.
Wow.
In, like, the span of a month. And I was just, like, working my job. So I was like, okay, money. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll just... So what I did is I just reposted all the videos that I already posted to Twitter on a TikTok. Because I was like, I don't want to have to create anything right now. Like, I don't like this app.
Yeah.
And then it just started getting, like, more and more traction. And then I made a video... Lip syncing to, you know how like the sorority girls like do those chants and they're like, we're Kappa Kappa Delta. I like found the audio on Twitter and so I uploaded it to TikTok to like remake it. And then that was like my first video that like did okay. I think it got like 200,000 views and I was like,
this
I'm really
TikTok
moving
thing
up.
Isn't that bad. Huh?
And then I just kept posting.
Wow. How did you meet other TikTokers? Like, how did you make internet friends?
Okay, so I've always had internet friends. I have, I started from One Direction Twitter. And so I still talk to some of them. Like, I have my friend Jamie and Alina. I just, during Playlist before COVID, visited her. Oh. She's the best. Shout out Jamie. And we would just talk about One Direction. And then social media stuff. I was just always on Twitter being a little bitch. And so, like, I had stan accounts before I even, like, had my Twitter. Like, and I still talk to people. Like, my friends Daya and Jasmine, I still talk to every day.
Stan accounts for who? So you had a 1D.
Okay, I had One Direction.
Were you Barb?
No.
Oh.
But I love the Barbs, and I love Nicki Minaj.
Who?
I also just...
The Barbs. They're Nicki's...
I don't want to get my address leaked, so I love the Barbs.
It
docks people. They're scary. But I actually do love Nicki Minaj. I play this game on Roblox called Cart Ride into Nicki Minaj. And you're just like on a little roller coaster going into Nicki Minaj. It's a good
time. It's like it's a small world after all, but Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, basically. Okay. It's amazing. I love it.
Going into Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, you go into her mouth at the end.
Oh
like,
my
that's
God.
The game. It's amazing. I love it.
Okay. Just check this out.
Anyways, what were we fucking talking about? Internet friends?
You had stan accounts.
Oh, stan accounts.
1D, Glee.
Oh, well, I didn't have a stan account for Glee because that was like pre-Twitter. But yeah. I've always like just stanned things so like ridiculously that it was just embarrassing. I loved Glee. I've seen Glee like 12 times. Like I still watch it like to this day. I just put on an episode.
And it's so much more problematic than what we could have ever imagined.
It's terrible. They take on every topic that's an issue and then just do it completely wrong and offensive. And like they think that it's like the most progressive thing you've ever seen. When in reality, it's just like actually homophobic or like actually it's like terrible.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
I know. I just started rewatching like America's Next Top Model and it's so on another level of fucked up.
Wait, where they like make everyone change races?
Yeah.
I watched that the other night and I was like,
what?
No. What no, no, no. Fuck?
I don't know how.
That
and they're all kiki and they're like, yeah. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, they really like think they're doing something good there. Also, like Dance Moms is so fucked up.
Abby Lee Miller is a crazy bitch.
She is.
No one talks about that. Why did the mom just let her like freak out on those kids? All
for
the time.
Fame and money, yeah. I think, right?
I don't even think that they realized like how damaging that would be to their own children at
Child,
the time. Yeah.
And also, I'm sure like, it was just like money and it was like a TV
in
show.
The moment,
and I'm sure the girls were like, I want to be on a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them are thriving though.
And
so, like,
I wonder if like most competitive dance teachers
for
are
sure.
all like that. So that's just like normal. Like
yes.
they're just
they
living.
Are.
That's,
but it's like
that's
not,
what they were doing
my,
anyway. Might as well make extra.
Like I know so many people that do dance. It's literally all like that. Like that's actually a thing. Like I have friends back home.
They should be. Make like laws for that.
For dance teachers?
Yeah.
or for dance moms.
Can't like
scream at a child.
Yeah.
For more
I think
than,
that's just
that?
Like being
more
a good
than 30
person.
Seconds straight.
No, yeah. Cause I did theater and stuff. So like I know all about the dance
theater,
bitches.
Eh?
Those girls are evil.
What shows did you do in theater? Who are you?
Oh shit. I'm sorry. I'm touching this a lot. I did Music
okay.
Man. Seussical, which is like a Dr. Seuss musical.
Seussical, the musical.
Yep. Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh my God.
Who are you in Fiddler on the Roof?
Just some
matchmaker, matchmaker.
I forgot what I was. I was in, I'm trying to think. Anything Goes.
Can you sing?
Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Really?
Whoa.
Not trying to brag.
Give us something.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't sing in front of people.
Yeah, you
can. I posted my first cover on TikTok, like, 2 weeks ago and I ran away from the phone and I still haven't looked at it. Like, I don't know. People
I have
could
to look at it. What's that?
What was that?
James. This is like really embarrassing. Where did it go?
Where did what go?
I'm just gonna need like 1 second. Okay, anyways. I still haven't looked at the comments. Like, it could be bad.
I'm sure
I haven't
it's
even
not.
Listened to it since I posted it.
I'm definitely gonna check that out. Anyway, because we also saw that you just did Annie. Yes, Annie.
Yes.
What that I downloaded Twitch because you posted about Yas Annie.
Okay, so Yas Annie presented by Yas High School. starring
another
me.
Musical
on Yas High School.
No, it's another musical under your repertoire.
Oh yes, another one. Yas Annie. So basically, I saw a bunch of people on Zoom doing Wicked on TikTok, and it was terrible. They were all just like, defying gravity, and they were all like singing in different keys, and I was like, I woke up like really manic, and I was like, I need to do this shit. And so I woke up like 11 in the morning. I locked myself in a room for 12 hours,
wow.
Like did not leave that room. I literally was like, okay, I'm putting on Annie. Like, I'm doing it. And so then I immediately called my friend Bree, and I was like, you need to be my co-director, bitch, like, now. And she was like, what? And I'm like, I'm putting on Annie the Musical in, like, a couple weeks. And I was like, I need to make this shit work. I put out, like, flyers on TikTok. I was like, I'm doing a musical over Zoom. It's called Yas Annie. Everyone, because I thought I was going to get sued, so I was like, Yas Annie instead. So, like, instead of, like, Yes, Miss Hannigan, we'd be like, Yas, Miss Hannigan. And so I literally got like 20 people on board. It was like the most actual stress I've ever had to deal with. Cause like I would like join people in the group chat and then people would be like, I don't like this bitch. And then I'd be like, okay, like I kicked them out. And then I'd join other people and they'd be like, I actually have something to do that day. Cause I did it December 28th. So I was just like, make time, bitch. Like, we're doing a musical for 2.5 hours on Zoom. And so I just like rallied the troops And I made it work. And we put on the best damn musical ever.
So did you sing on
yeah,
Zoom?
Yeah, how was it?
All together?
So basically...
Did you sell tickets?
I would literally just like put my phone with the Spotify, with the recording, like with the recording, but it also had the voices over it. And so I just like put it over and then everyone would just sing at once. And then we would just scream. I got a star-studded cast.
Beautiful. Oh yeah? Like who?
Just my friends. my friend Austin was Annie. Austin McGuire.
Who did you play?
I played Rooster. I don't know who the fuck that is, but Rooster. I just like picked a random person.
Rooster, like the place you used to work at.
Basically.
Whoa.
I just literally like I have like a notes app and everyone was double casted because like it got to the point where there was like 20 people in the chat and I was like, I can't do this. Like, and I have so many numbers in my phone now that aren't saved because I got so many people's info at once on TikTok. And I would just like call the numbers and like go through and then I accidentally like call people twice and like double text because I like didn't save their number. And I was just like scrolling through and I was like, are you gonna be on Annie tomorrow? Are you gonna be on Yasmin? And I was like losing my mind. And then my brother like made this flyer because I torture my brother. I'm literally like, you're doing this shit.
Is he
and
older or younger than
he's,
you?
He's older. He edits my videos. And I'm like, I literally give him a video that's like 5 hours of footage. And I'm like, you have 12 hours, bitch. Like, oh my God. It has to be up tomorrow. And I like torture him. It's so bad. And I don't pay him. Love you, Jonah.
Whoa. What's in it for him? He should take 10%.
I don't want to talk about that right now. Okay. I'm talking about my musical. And so it was stress, but we made it work. And also people just kept leaving the Zoom. So like someone would be like, I'm out. Like, I can't, I have to go to bed. And then I'd be like, Tim G, like you can be her two roles. And we made it through almost.
Is it something that you think you'll do again?
I don't know. I kind of want to do Yas Cats.
Oh my God.
Or Yas Rent or Yas Rocky Horror on Halloween.
That'd be so good.
But yeah.
Hell yeah. I can't sing, but I want to be in Yas Rocky Horror for sure.
Yas Cats.
Well,
really
I'm casting soon.
Seems topical.
I love cats.
We went to the movie and we left.
Cats. Not even mid. Probably beginning.
Towards the beginning.
I unironically love cats. I saw it on Broadway twice. I saw it in the movie theater 9 times.
No,
why? I'm not kidding.
Didn't.
I saw it 9 different times.
Why?
Because it's amazing.
What about it? Name one
I'm
thing.
Obsessed. I'm so upset. Like, you either get it or you get it. And if you don't, you don't. And honestly, if you don't, I just like feel bad for you because like, it's amazing.
What's Angelical Cats?
Yes, I know
what
all
is Angelical Cat?
Angelical Cat comes out once a year where they go to the Jellicle Ball and they all rejoice. As the song says.
But shit. What does Jellicle mean?
It's Jellicle. They're just the Jellicles. They're the tribe. Okay. Let me get down to
okay.
the,
oh my God,
let me Jellicle. Get down to the nitty gritty. Jellicle cats are the cat tribe and they're basically on the cat moon. There's like this different planet where the cats roam. And so all the cats each year, okay, so there's the main cat, Victoria. She's a stray. She's like new to the tribe. They like take her on. And so then they all are in this cat tribe. And once a year, old Deuteronomy, the cat god, comes down from cat heaven. And so all the Jellicle cats, they have to perform. That's why all the music is super random. So like Rum Tum Tugger does his little song and all these cats like do their different songs. And then the cat god chooses which cat to go up to cat heaven once a year. It's as simple
so
as that.
We're really suspending our disbelief here. Like we...
No, it's as simple as that.
I
it's simple. It's quite simple. It's an amazing movie.
Yeah. Maybe
the music's amazing. And also, if you've seen it on Broadway, it's basically just like a ballet. So it's just like all dancing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing on Broadway.
Yeah. I just remember when...
oh my God, there was a point where you were like, I've had enough.
Yeah, it was... It,
you just got up and left.
Is when... Oh my God, I can't remember her. Oh, Rebel Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was... singing to the roaches.
Yes, and she starts like scratching her cat vagina.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, this is
no, it's like it's
line.
Like the next Rocky Horror. Like I've never been
it's not
no, like in like the okay, I think it has Rocky Horror potential in the way that like I have never been into a movie theater that was that visibly like
ruckus.
Like ruckus, the emotions. Everyone is laughing. Everyone's screaming. Everyone is like peeing their pants. Like
meowing.
It like became a thing. Me and my brother, we would go and like everyone in the movie theater was drunk. And it was literally like Rocky Horror. Everyone was scream laughing. Everyone was like crying. Everyone's like, what the hell is this? Yeah. People were like screaming at the film. It was amazing.
Maybe we should have just like appreciated it for what it was. Because I remember watching it.
We were trying.
And you were like, I'm going to go wait outside for you guys because I can't do this anymore.
Wow. My birthday, my one wish is for everyone to watch Cats. And then the Wi-Fi cut. And they all cheered.
When the Wi-Fi cut?
Yeah. Yeah. Emmy and Brittany. Yeah.
Fuck. Anyway, well, I think that we should give it a second go because it's sounding like a fun time. Maybe we just need to be like wasted next time.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I even went into it being like, this is going to be crazy. And then it just ended up being annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
Jennifer Hudson has, for some reasons, for some god-awful reason, the entire movie, she has a booger.
No, she doesn't.
And it just like adds to it. Like they never wipe her nose. The whole movie, there's just one single booger.
That can't be right. Maybe it's supposed to be like a cat nose, you know?
No, it's like an actual like booger. It's amazing.
That can't be right. They didn't film it over one day.
No, they did. No. The best part about it, or one of the best parts, is each song sounds like they opened up a laptop and just started singing. And then they closed it after one take and they're like, we're good. That's literally what it sounds like. They're like, we're good. And then they just put it in a movie.
Didn't they lose like so much?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much, Usual Wines, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Jack is such a wino, so he's been really vibing with Usual Wines.
It's true. They sent me... Okay, well, here's the actual thing. Oh. So they were supposed to send Amy and I both a case, but then...
I didn't know. I thought that only one of us could get the case.
So I took both. And I'll tell you, two is better than one. It was really good. My favorite was... I really liked the rosé. Mm-hmm. Gay rosé. It's very, very gay of me, but it is good.
Yeah.
And all of their wines come from world-class AVAs like Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara, and more with zero sugar, zero additives. So like you can feel good about getting your buzz on.
Yeah. Usual Wine is wine for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces, which is a heavy pour or about a glass and a half of wine. No more pouring wine down the sink when you don't want to finish the bottle because of the single serve format and bottle design. Mm-hmm. Usual is always fresh, so there's going to be no more flat, bubbly, or stale rosé. As Jack said, the wines are low carb and have 0 grams of sugar, which is amazing. Usual has a red blend, a rosé, a sparkling white wine called a Brut. They also have Usual Spritz, a low alcohol, 8.5% low calorie wine spritzer that's made of sparkling wine and guava juice, like a White Claw for grown-ups. Each serving has just 83 cals.
That's really pretty good. Yummy.
Yeah.
Well, go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code DATING for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. It's really good.
Thanks,
do
Usual.
It. Okay, I want to speak more about, I was trying to explain to my parents who we were having on this week.
Okay.
And what I ended up with was just like, it's just this guy who, like, causes havoc on the internet.
Okay.
Is, like, what I ended up with. So I want to talk about some of that havoc.
Okay.
Firstly, I want to talk about the Hollywood fix. We talked about this with Emmy.
Yes.
Can you just do a cover of, like, okay, what you said again?
So we just wanted to mess with the Hollywood fix. We've been talking about being on it for so long. And we were like, okay, we have to come up with shit. Like, let's do it. So then Josiah said he got a black eye. Emmy said that he shit himself. And she looked up, like, she looked up on Google, like...
The Bryce Hall.
She looked up, like... She looked up, like, shitty pants man on Google and then just, like, showed them. And, like, the Google thing was, like, in the video, like, if you can see it. And then I was gonna say he gave me crabs, but I was looking up defamation laws and I was... kind of scared of Mr. Bryce.
Did you ever hear from Bryce?
No, and I know he's seen it.
Yeah.
The reason I know he's seen it is because I have a friend that their managers talk. And so when the video came out, Bryce's manager, or no, her manager sent it to Bryce's and was like, have you seen this shit? LOL. And their managers thought it was really funny. So hopefully, Bryce, if you have a sense of humor, don't beat me up if you see me ever, please, because I'm very scared of you. I will give you a puff bar.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I said he gave me... No. Yeah. Yes. I said he gave me pink eye, and then I said he gave me other itches. I want to do it again. And then everyone...
I want to do it again.
And then everyone kept copying our shit, and then we kept seeing...
Name them. Who did it?
I don't want to say. I really don't. It's also, like, not that serious. It's, like, not actual drama, so, like, yeah, I don't... Yeah, it's, yeah, like, yeah, not yeah. that serious. Like, it's still all funny, and I love the people that even did it, so it's, like, not that serious.
Yeah.
But everyone was
trolling. But they know who they are.
We started it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Do you think Hollywood Fix Man knew you were joking? Or did he report this, like, as breaking news?
Okay. Not to, like, spill, but he, like, knows. Like, when someone's trolling, he, like, totally gives into it. And, like, when we did the whole thing with Elijah Daniels, some of the comments were, like, you guys are so mean to him. But, like, he, like, knew. Like, he, like...
Wait, what did you do with Elijah Daniels?
Elijah had, like, a cardboard cutout party.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, pretending that he had a party. And then me and Emmy and Josiah showed up in wigs. And he was like, oh, didn't they have, like, a run-in with Bryce Hall? And we were like, no, that wasn't us. Like, that was literally not us. And then we take off our wigs and we were like, psych, bitch, it was us. And then I started, like, going on this rant and I was like, you are a liar. Like, you used AI to manipulate what I said. Like, that was not me. I was like, you used a deep fake of me and now I'm getting slandered on the internet. And so we just started, like, screaming at him. And it was, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know more about him.
Yeah, what's
his name? We should have him on the podcast. Oh my God.
His name is Fletcher.
Yeah.
We should have him on.
What's his gig? Like, isn't it, don't people think he's kind of weird because he's following 15-year-olds?
It was kind of weird. We met him in we were going to meet him in a Denny's parking lot. We met him in a McDonald's parking lot.
Wait, so you just
lot.
Hit him up?
Like, yeah, hey. No, we fully messaged him. We were like, meet us. We have details about Bryce's party. And then we showed up and we were like, yeah, we kind of do. And then he was like, what happened? And then we just went into it. He showed up in, like, this really tight t-shirt that was, like, showing his belly button that said, like, chicken farm. And it was it was really weird.
Who is he?
He's a very interesting
man. How old is he?
I don't know, but he's been doing this shit for so long. There's a video of him with Leonardo DiCaprio in Paris.
What?
Like, paparazziing him.
Whoa.
So he's been at it. He's been hustling.
I wonder if we could get him on the show.
So he's, like, smart.
Yeah,
he
that's,
knows.
Like, the only reason that I don't think he's creepy is because he's been doing it since obviously, like, paparazzis in general, it's, like, low-key unethical and, like, low-key unethical and, like, problematic, like, in so many ways, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the actual, like, creepy aspect, like, he's just being a shitty person and getting his bag. Like, I don't think it's, like... Do you see the one with Charli D'Amelio?
Which one? There's
okay,
so many.
He was, like... He was, like, oh, yeah, I saw you, like... at the beach, and then he was, like, talking about her, like, he was, like, being weird, and he was, like, yeah, people were upset because, like, you were wearing, like, a bikini bathing suit, and she literally looks at him, and she goes, what do you wear to the beach, Fletcher?
Oh, my God.
That's iconic. Amazing.
I love her.
Wait. So you messaged him. Do we think that, like, the other TikTokers are messaging him, or he's just hanging out at Saddle Ranch?
No, they all, like, well, he does hang out at Saddle Ranch. One time I was at Saddle Ranch. Sorry, guys. Don't get mad at me. It was my birthday. And we see people, like, running across the street. Yeah. And, like, I didn't realize how much, like, TikTokers, like, overtook this shit. Because, like, the paparazzi's... they're everywhere. Bryce Hall's on that building with a sniper. No. Like, all the paparazzi's care more about them, like, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Literally, they were, like, running across the street at Saddle Ranch, and I was like, what is happening? And there was, like, this giant hotel, and, like, I don't know why, like, my friend Gasper was like, it might be Drake. And I was like, why would it be Drake?
across
the street from Saddle Ranch. He just had a hunch, I guess. So then all the paparazzi's come back across the street, and we were like, who was it? Who was it? And this guy, this one of the paparazzi, he goes, it was just J-Lo.
Oh, what?
And I was like, just J-Lo? They were like, yeah, just J-Lo.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry.
But it's true. I feel like J-Lo stans aren't going to, like, watch the Hollywood Fix for J-Lo. But they are going to watch, like, Bryce Hall move the camera out of the way, you know?
No, Saddle Ranch is a shit show. It's terrible.
Wait, take us inside Saddle Ranch. Because
we're flaming saddles.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
different.
Yeah, okay. It is different.
So... I wanted to go to Saddle Ranch as a joke because, like, I love putting myself in terrible situations.
Yeah.
I love awful people. I love people watching. And so I was like, let me like go into the belly of the beast. Like I need to go. So me and Emmy went. I went there twice. We wanted to go like earlier in the day because we were like, okay, like we're eating out at a restaurant, but I also don't want to be there at 10 o'clock when there's 50 people fucking running around and screaming, like trying to get a picture with Addison Rae. So like, let's just go there early. And so we were still satisfied. We show up. There's people like renegading at their tables. No. There's people there's people like filming TikToks.
No,
like,
there's not.
Yeah, like throughout the restaurant. Like,
and the music is all TikTok.
Oh, people will pull in Teslas and they'll like put on like the TikTok songs that are trending.
No.
It's so embarrassing. Like, what? So embarrassing.
Who have you seen at Saddle Ranch?
I saw Ricky Thompson and Denzel Dion. And we kind of just like make it a joke that we would go to, we made like 50 TikToks being like, Denzel Dion's here. Denzel Dion's here. Oh my God.
Did he see it?
I don't think so. But yeah. But the best, we've seen other TikTokers there, but the best part is that when people will like give their keys to the valet.
Yeah.
And so like at Saddle Ranch, so like they're expecting to get recognized all the time. So they like stand up and they're like,
oh.
And they stand for like 10 minutes, like waiting, like hoping.
For paparazzi?
Like, no, like paparazzi or like just someone recognizes them. They wait and they'll like slow, they'll like get up, like start like hitting their puff or something, like slowly like stroll over, like hand their keys and be like, and then no one recognizes them and then they're just like embarrassed and they go home. Oh, and of course, God. Me and Emmy are just like so deep on the internet that we just know every random ass person.
Yeah.
So that it's just, it's a good show. It's a
wow.
treat.
This is so young,
it's like
Hollywood.
VidCon every day.
Basically.
That sounds scary.
No, one time the waitress, because she was like, I was, I say one time, I've been there two times. I went with Emmy and Brittany and she was like, the TikTokers are so fucking mean to us. Like, thank you for
really?
Being nice tonight. They were like, usually they're so mean. Cause I was like, okay, I'm at Saddle Ranch. I have to take a TikTok. And so I like asked the waiter, cause he was like going back and forth and we were like making jokes the whole night. And I was like, do you want to be my TikTok? And so then he was like, yeah. And I was like, just made a TikTok where I was like, do you guys have like a celebrity discount? Like if I show you my famous birthdays, like, can I get it for free? And so then I like made him be in the TikTok and then, yeah. But they loved us.
Wow.
We were a hit at the ranch. That's what the girls call
ranch.
It. The ranchers. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
sounds really thrilling.
Have you ever been to a VidCon?
No, I went to Playlist and I hated it.
What did you hate about it?
Playlist Live is just...
Orlando.
Orlando. It's literally just go to a hotel room and... It's like... Go into a hotel and scream con because there's nothing. It's a hallway. It's so small. Why did no one tell me that Playlist was so tiny? There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Besides get drunk.
Yeah.
Which is what
for
everyone's
sure.
doing.
Yeah,
everyone's
sure.
doing. Everyone's
what
drunk.
What did you expect?
Every 15-year-old's on coke. It's crazy.
Not back when we went.
Yeah.
This may be a different time.
The talkers are different, I think.
And they don't do anything. So literally, I saw Daniel Kahn do What's in the Box challenge. That's
what is that?
For an hour. Where you put your hand in the box and they're like, ooh, is it Cheez-Its? And they're just like, that's what they did on stage for like an hour. I'm like, this shit sucks. And then like, we went to like the general admission and we were like pretending to be stands and we were like all screaming. And there's also like 5 security guards. Like they don't have security. So you're just getting recognized the whole time and it's terrible. It took us 2.5 hours to leave a hotel lobby because we had like 7 different friends. And it was a mess.
Sounds
I hated
fun.
The days.
Yeah.
I hated it. I literally had a panic attack. We went up to my friend Nathan's hotel room and I was like, I'm not going back down. Like, I don't want to do this shit. I was like shaking. I was like, I can't take another photo. I look crazy and I like can't.
And then you vowed never to go back?
I will still go back. Just because I like Universal and I love
the memes.
Yeah. It was fun though.
Wait, but that was 2020.
Last
year. God.
It's COVID. So weird to think about that. That was like the last
COVID.
Thing. We were like, bye guys, like see you at VidCon. Like, love you all. Like, we're gonna have so much fun. And then we were like,
yeah. 2020 is gonna be our year.
Oh my God, yeah.
So that was in February.
That was in March.
Oh my
God. March.
Yeah.
Woo! That was probably a super spreader
event. Yeah, that was a super spreader event.
I came back on like March 3rd, and I think I got COVID at Playlist.
What were your symptoms?
I like could not breathe. I like almost went to the hospital. I used like 100 puffs of my inhaler. I had a fever. I couldn't like get out of bed. Like I literally would stay up for like 4 hours and then I would like go back to sleep for like the entire day.
Wow.
And at
How
first
long
I was
did it last for?
Like a week.
Wow.
And like, but like the breathing thing was like 2 weeks. So I was like, that's probably COVID.
Yeah.
And I also just thought that like, okay, like you kind of didn't really eat anything and like didn't treat your body good. So maybe you just need to reset. And then it just kept going. And I'm like, so when is it going to reset?
Yeah.
And then, but yeah.
I really think that I also had it in March.
Because I feel like everyone says that though.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but I've just never been sick like that. And it was all the same symptoms.
Well.
So why wouldn't I have had it?
I've had pneumonia before a couple times.
I guess I've
never could have been that. Pneumonia. Could be the flu. Because I didn't have, when we had the same sickness.
Yeah. I caught it from you.
Yeah.
And then I gave it to Rebecca.
and I didn't have any like taste or smell issues or like cough.
Oh, I had a cough.
I didn't have a cough.
I did.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You
and
never
fever,
know.
Fever, chills, had that for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I had that too. I mean, yeah.
Of course.
I was in pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Cool.
COVID.
Yeah.
COVID. Yay.
So, Ian.
Yes.
This is a dating show.
Yes.
We want to know a little bit about your dating life. Unless you don't want to share.
No, I'll share. I'll give some details.
Yeah,
I haven't talked about this on the internet. I'm like scared.
Oh my God.
I'm like totally scared. No, I haven't. I'm probably going to post about it in like a month or two.
Yeah.
I am in a relationship.
No.
One of us had to be, and it wasn't us. So,
yeah, this is a dating show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been in this relationship?
Almost a year.
Oh my
god. So like, I just haven't posted about it for like a whole year.
That's good though. That's smart.
I know. I don't want to make it like I hate the whole like okay like. Like I'm in a relationship now, like let me do the fucking chapstick challenge. Like I don't want to do that shit. Like I don't want to. Like the second that you take someone's. I don't know what I'm saying. The second that you date someone and then like you guys are your brand, it gets ugly.
Yeah.
It's so ugly.
Breakups.
I've and done so that. It was heinous.
I just don't want to have to do
that. Terrible experience. Would not recommend.
Would not recommend.
Oh, I've done the chapstick challenge.
That was a super spreader event.
Yeah.
In okay, this was in like 2015. So.
No, but yeah.
That was a super spread.
It was. I just don't want it to be like this. It's like cute if it's a whole thing, but then like I don't want people asking me. Like, don't ask me, bitch.
Yeah, stay out of my business.
Like how we just asked you about
No, just like because I know I don't want to say names, but I just have seen the relationships crumble. And then it's like this whole thing. And then it's like I've seen it's like, oh, why aren't you with them? Why aren't you with them? I don't want people to be like, why aren't you posting with him? Why aren't you posting with him? Like, what do you like? And then I don't want to like make I'll probably like make a TikTok or two like at some point. But then I don't want it to turn into like, oh, why are you with Emmy? Why aren't you with him? Like, why is this? Why is this? And I'm just like, shut up.
You want to be an individual. And we respect
I'm
that.
I'm the own person.
Yeah. I'm imagining your TikTok announcement being like to the tune of like I have died every day wait and then it's it's you with a hand you're like you know how people when they travel or whatever they like take the hand and you're just running behind looking at someone
Alexis
you don't know
Lynn.
Who but it's like
reveal.
Yeah like yes
and Jay
but
Alvarez.
You don't know who like that's like the teaser
as the reveal
yes and then maybe at the end you pan
ooh.
To a face
that's
shot.
That's genius.
Are you standing in front of that camera? And why?
But yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you could like ask you some questions.
Well, I don't know. Like, what are they like?
Okay, you can always say no. How about that? We'll ask questions. You can always say
no.
Next.
I'll just say no.
Yeah. Okay.
But can I be like really rude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like not
to
actually.
Us?
Just like joking.
Yeah,
no, you can be
rude.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Is it a boy?
Yes.
Oh my God, so you're LGBTQ+?
No.
Oh.
Okay. It's not me, but I won't hate you for it. Like, you can be that, just not around me and my kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want them to get the wrong idea.
I saw this TikTok that was like,
I'm not LGBTQ+.
But I support you with the song. Yeah. I was going to make a video to that later today, actually.
What is it?
It's like, have you heard of LGBT plus? I am none of those. And it was like, I am straight, but I'm an ally. And it was this girl like, yeah. Everyone's like, girl, what is this?
That sounded like the girl who would go to the fast food windows and be like, can I get a light ice and
fries? Don't freak out, but she's like, it's Lady Gaga.
Oh, Jackie, I love her. Oh, are you talking about the girl that's singing where she's like, yes. Can I get a yes. iced tea?
With light ice and pumpkin spice or something like
she's
that.
She's amazing.
I don't know
her.
What you're talking about.
Okay, next question. Okay, next question.
Yeah, what is
your
it?
Your question. I did mine.
What?
Last
no,
one
you,
was mine.
You were going, I mean, these notes. Okay, so when we did like an intro call and the notes that we wrote make absolutely no fucking sense.
Wait, have we even gone through a page?
Oh, I've
we
been
looking
at it.
We don't know where we've gone.
Yeah.
Gone off the page. okay, how about this question?
Okay.
About the man.
How
did you meet?
Yeah, that's a great one.
We met the old-fashioned way. We met in person.
No.
How? At Saddle
Crazy.
Ranch?
We were at Saddle Ranch. It was true love. He pulled up in the Tesla.
The Renegade.
He was listening to Renegade.
I was on
he
the
He renegated
bowl.
His way into my heart. No, I literally was just... It was the first day I came to LA, which is crazy. So I literally...
That's
I
great,
got
yeah.
in. I went to Emmy's house. This was in February of 2020, so... Before COVID, before when we could actually go to the club. So sad. Actually, wait. Gotta stop myself from being annoying and talking too much. Okay.
No.
That's the point of this.
No, but I don't want to like get distracted. Like I have to be like, shut up to like get myself to like that point. So then I was at Emmy's and then the first night he just walked in and I was like, hey. And then.
You walked into Emmy's?
Yeah, because he was like with someone else. That I won't disclose.
Wait, he was dating someone else?
No, not with someone else, like with a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just said...
I said, hey.
Wow.
I said, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold your horses.
Back
no,
that ass
actually,
up.
I kind of was literally probably the most psychopathic person. The first night we met, I might have done a little stuff. And... Not like drugs.
What?
Like I literally just drank White Claws, guys. Like, like it's gonna be okay. And I did chase him around and tried to tuck him into bed, which was really weird. Because he was sleeping on an air mattress at Emmy's house.
Wait, you tucked him into bed?
Yeah. And then I started doing anime poses, and I said, "Hey." I'm basically a band kid that has followers. Essentially.
Okay.
Theater kid.
The fucking silence? Like, am I the bad guy for wanting to tuck him into bed?
I was the clarinetist.
Catch up with what you're saying. It's this that did it for me. Yeah. I didn't know what to say to that.
No, I totally know. It's like the cosplay.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I...
I'm obsessed with them. They're cool again.
Yeah.
Cosplay, everyone shitted on them, but like, they're cool.
Would you go to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Who would you dress up as?
Probably, I'd probably just people watch a little bit.
Yeah, not Princess Leia.
Maybe.
I can see that.
Wait, anyways, boyfriend. I'm getting distracted.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It was love at first sight.
Yeah, our first kiss was to Give Me Everything by Pitbull.
So you're a romantic. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Oh my God.
Basically, we watched Hairspray.
That's cute.
Yeah, we went to Tiger Heat.
No, why?
Tiger Heat.
Why did you do that?
Because I was like, it's LA. Like, I can do whatever I want.
Wait,
and
were you 20 at the time?
No. Oh, yes, I was 20.
So you had to go to Tiger Heat.
I had to go on Thursdays. Tiger Heat Thursday. Again, I love putting myself in terrible situations. Like if I go somewhere and it's terrible and awkward, I'm obsessed. Like, I love it. So, like, I'm
Wait,
willing
tell
to sacrifice
tell the people
that.
What Tiger Heat is, but
Tiger
those who
Heat
don't know.
Is the hippest club in LA. Basically, on Thursdays they have like minor night. I only went once.
Not minor. It's 18 plus.
That's gay.
I made that. Yeah, it was a bunch of 11-year-olds. I was basically just a bat mitzvah, but they just the club hosts it. No, they have like 18 plus night, and so I walked in. I was ready to key, and it was terrible. It smelled like cigarettes. There was like this one section that was just like the sweaty section, and they would, you just go upstairs and there's so many people. I thought I was gonna die. That was the real super spreader event. And I remember people were making out at the club.
For sure.
And the guy on the microphone literally like said, y'all better not catch that new COVID.
Oh my God.
Like that's literally cursed. That's like engraved in my head.
Oh my God.
Little did he know.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
Everyone there.
Yeah. Basically Tiger Heat is just this really grimy teen gay club. Is it gay?
In Hollywood. Yeah.
It's called Tiger Heat.
I walked in
and this guy was like performing on the stage and like, I don't know, it was weird. And I just like started, I was just like, Tyler Oakley! Like I just started like screaming because he looked like Tyler Oakley.
Yeah.
So I just started screaming like, Tyler Oakley, I love you.
And maybe Tyler Oakley was there.
Yeah, and everyone at Tiger Heat was like, where?
I thought I was going to get a defamation case by him too. Another person.
Wait, what? Why would you say
that? Okay, me and Emmy started a hashtag and said that he ate Colleen Ballinger's placenta. Okay, anyways, back to the boyfriend. It spiraled out of control.
Yeah,
okay,
wait, how did you come up with this?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's like a fire going on over there, I think. Look at all that smoke.
Where?
You're right.
I can't see it.
I do see it.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyways.
Well, how do you come up with that?
How did your brain go like that?
Oakley was performing at the club.
Oh, that very night.
He wasn't actually. It was just a guy in a thong and it looked like him. And so I was just like, Tyler Oakley.
And then you thought, whose placenta would Tyler Oakley eat?
No, and then I thought, like, Tyler Oakley. I was going to get sued by him one time. And that's what happened.
But you wouldn't have gotten sued by him unless you.
I don't know. People are saying I've had to look up defamation of character laws so many times that it's like ridiculous. I've said too much. Anyways, boyfriend, we can get into that.
Okay, what else? Okay.
My mind is blank, honestly.
Do you think what sign are each of you, and do you think you're compatible, and is that real?
Ooh. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
Cool, same.
He's a Gemini.
Okay.
Scary stuff. I always hate Geminis. I guess not.
So you don't believe it?
There's also like, I don't know this shit. There's also the moon and the other shit. And yeah. Also like people pretend like they know what's going on with that.
For sure.
They don't actually.
Where people.
There's so many, there's like tweets and it's like this girl with curly hair and is like, but why is this all sun rising Scorpios and moon Virgo ascending? And everyone's like, so true. And I was like 30,000 likes. I'm like, bitch, I don't know what those words mean.
Lisa Kelly?
I don't know.
No, there's this TikTok girl who.
The astrology girl?
Yes.
I love her. She predicts stuff.
Oh, she's like, I predicted this. She's like, COVID, I knew it was happening. And then says, I don't know.
I love her. She makes me believe.
Do you believe in like, you know how on TikTok they do tarot readings?
No.
Yeah.
I like don't. Because then like, maybe it's not that I don't know. It's also just like, I can't do it because then I'll be like, I'll pull a death card and I'll be like, I'm dying tomorrow. And then I'll think about it for like the rest of the day. And then it'll just end
up. But I feel like a death card could mean like.
Is the end of the current.
Okay,
and
but
the beginning
still,
of the new.
I don't know what it means. So I just like, I can't. Because then I'm going to just like think that, I don't know. I'm sure it helps people and it's like a thing, but I can't.
Yeah. Like what even is it really?
I don't know. Like I won't shit on it, but like it's not for me.
Okay. Boyfriends.
Yes.
Are they for you? Is it a boyfriend for you?
Is it
your
first boyfriend? So.
Oh, yeah. My first ever.
Cool.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
How's it going? Do you feel like you're having a healthy relationship?
No.
Communicating
no,
and stuff?
No, I'm just kidding. Why would I? First of all, if it was toxic, I would not put that out there.
Yeah, for sure. Not on dating.
Second of all, no, I love it. I'm obsessed. Ooh. I'm obsessed with the results, as some would say. No, it's going great.
When did you know that you were a little gay boy? Like watching Glee, you were like,
I was.
Look at those wobblers.
Just a little gleek from the start. I
came out of the womb saying.
I don't know. I was just like, I always had like weird self-asexuality. I don't really put a label on it because I wouldn't say never to any situation ever. So like. The thought of a label with anything stresses me out. So, like, I mostly like guys, but, like, I don't actually, like, say I, like, give a specific label because I just like never actually know. And like, I don't want to like turn down an experience that might like be cool. Sure. But I don't know. I feel like I cared so much about sexuality stuff and like knew from so long, like young. And then I turned 18 and I was like, I don't care. Like, I literally don't care. I also didn't think I would ever date someone. So then it was like, why does this matter?
I went through the same thing.
And so I was just like, I don't care about this shit.
Yeah.
Obviously it's like important or whatever. But the day before I met him, I was on FaceTime with my friend who was in a relationship. And I literally was like, I don't know how you're in a relationship. Like, I can't do that shit ever. Like, I would never be in a relationship ever. And then the next day I met him.
Wow.
Wow. Crazy. What does that mean?
It means when you manifest the opposite, you get it.
Oh, that's way better.
Wait, was that in the whole thing maybe?
Yeah, if I recall, there was a moment where it turned on and you went like, you're like,
I know when it turned on. Wait, yeah. What? Okay.
It just got so quiet.
It's an experimental episode. Yeah, we're experimenting.
You know,
I'm not surprised if I have to come back in like 2 days.
Anything is possible. Like, we've definitely had to do that a few times.
I've seen it. I was telling him before. I feel like I've seen a couple episodes recently where it's like, so we're redoing this.
For the third time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anything you want to get off your chest about your boyfriend,
confess,
and then if not?
No, not really. Okay. Just wait and see, because it will come, I'll post eventually.
Ooh.
I think I might post next month, I'm not sure, for our 1 year.
Beautiful.
Okay, so now that we're waiting desperately for this announcement,
yes.
Where can we find that?
I'll probably just post on my Instagram.
Which is?
Ian Smixith. So it's like Ian Smith, my name. It's I-A-N-S-M-X-T-H.
Like Trixie, huh? Did you get that from Troye Sivan? Do you remember that?
It is like Trixie, but like not
from him. Different vibe.
Yeah, I don't know her.
cool. Also follow Ian on TikTok. Ian is ugly.
With two Y's.
Two Y's.
And then Twitter with three Y's because I've got my fucking account locked out. I hate you, Jack. Literally what? Die. No, other Jack. Twitter Jack. The guy
kidding.
Who runs Twitter's name
kidding.
Is Jack.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Okay, cool.
Sorry, actual Jack. That's next to me.
Thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I feel like we just like halted everything. I was like, yeah, it's a Tiger Heat. And I was Tyler Oakley. And then I said he ate a placenta. And then you were like, okay, so this is...
You said... And I said, thanks for listening. Well, I have nothing else to say.
I'm sorry that I probably talked over you guys this whole time.
No, what? I swear you didn't. Don't do that.
I think this is just a great ending time because we want to know enough about your BF, but not too much.
Yeah.
You know, keep them wanting more.
So basically dating straight, but like the last 4 minutes. Well, no, we talked about dating for like the last 4 minutes. That's what I meant to say.
Well, oh, you already said your piece.
I shot in.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
I see you next Tuesday. We could be broken-hearted lovers. You can help.